Candles surrounded a row of portraits laid out in front of City Hall, the faces of people killed by police. Kesa Johnson, who says she's been protesting for nearly a year, described an anxious wait for the verdict.
So yeah, I can honestly say I held my breath. I prayed and prayed some more because we've seen so much injustice. So it was kind of like refreshing to see justice finally.
A vigil attendee who would only give his first name, Warren, wore a t-shirt with the words, "Arrest the deputy that killed Salathius Melvin." Melvin, a 22-year-old, was fatally shot by an Orange County Sheriff's deputy last August. Warren says he's happy with the jury's decision in Minneapolis, but there's still more work to be done.
Not a big step, but like, you know, a little ripple in the water. It's a start.
That sentiment was echoed by Aston Mack.
The fact that I can look down and I do this every single day and there's still names that I forget and I have to be reminded that they died makes me think of the enormity, the scale of the problem that we're dealing here with here in America.
As the vigil wrapped up, news was breaking of another shooting, a 15-year-old killed by police in Ohio. I'm Matthew Petty in Orlando.